It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We want to catch up with the voice of the Ducks, Jerry Allen. A little story time with Uncle Jerry. How you doing, Jerry?
Go Dodgers.
Go, you're a Dodgers fan?
Oh, man. Yeah.
You're a big Dodgers fan?
I'm a big Dodger fan. Yeah.
How do you feel about last night?
I expected it.
Yeah. Well, it's a bullpen game.
Yeah.
Doesn't that bother you? That bothers me
that
we have bullpen games now in the World Series.
Yeah. There's a lot of things about modern baseball that bother me, but that's one of them.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, hopefully you guys can get it. Are you a
heard you talk about Mookie Betts in that play.
Yeah, we did. Have you ever seen anything like it?
You see fans. I mean, in the was it game one? Torres hit would have been probably a home run or questionable. Same player, same batter, and the fan caught it.
Right.
So you see stuff like that happen. I mean, yeah.
What is the wildest thing you've seen while calling a game?
Probably when you see, some of those things.
I was saying, you might not be safe on some of those.
Yeah, but if it's a really hot day, you know, and it's really a bright sunshine and students are out. But no, probably the craziest is when somebody, you know, an outfielder races to the wall to make a catch in foul territory and does the flip and comes up with the ball. Those are, you know.
That is crazy.
Those are guts. Those are guts plays.
All right, Michigan. You've been there before. 07.
Yeah, 2007.
Two Statue of Liberty plays.
And they both worked.
What?
One was a Statue of Liberty. One was a fake.
Yeah. To Jonathan Stewart on the first one.
Right. Yeah.
And then Dennis Dixon on the second one. I actually heard the call. The football program put out the video of, and I was right there with you because everybody thought that ball was gone when Dennis pulled it and took it into the end zone.
Yeah. 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 I mean, he hid that ball. I mean, it was perfectly executed. And to do it two times in the same game and have it work? No, come on. That's like the hidden ball trick in baseball, getting the guy out at first base twice in the same game. You're not going to see that.
No. Michigan was in a bad way that year.
And it's too bad because Oregon was good, and we knew that the Ducks were good, and we're hoping to go back to Michigan and take them down as the first team to take. But App State beat them the week before, so it took a lot of the pizzazz out of Oregon beating Michigan. Because, App State beat them the week before, so Michigan's not very good. Oh, come on. They weren't.
It happens.
It was 100,000 people, and it's the quietest it's ever been.
Really?
In a football stadium. All you could hear was Duck fans yelling, "Go Ducks."
That's a great feeling.
No, it was. I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh. But it was good. Now, Michigan was going through a transition, which a lot of teams do. Oregon has done the same thing, had great years, then go through a transition and come back, and they obviously got it back. They're the defending national champion.
Yep.
So,
what's it like to call a game when you've got that massive humanity? When you've got that many people just making up the environment. Because as loud and crazy as Autzen gets, and it does, you've got half the people. When you're talking about a place like Michigan or Ohio State where it's just, is there something different about just seeing that many people there for an event?
Yeah, it's, I don't want to say unnerving, but not even claustrophobic is not the right word. But when you're in amongst that number of people, and my mind goes there because I'm a science fiction nut, so I'm always thinking about things happening. So I'm thinking, if something happens, where am I going to go? How am I going to get out? You know, what's this going to be like? I mean, like, do I just hide in a corner and hope nobody runs over me, or do I get squashed in the mad rush? But it is a little unsettling. It is.
I'm glad that you said that, because I think that's one of those things that everybody kind of goes through where you go, am I the only person thinking of this right now?
No.
But I think every human being goes through the, all right, how am I getting out of here? How am I going to be the one to get out of here first?
The old Husky Stadium, before they remodeled, the press box was suspended underneath the grandstands. And when it got to be a really big part of the game, the fans would just go crazy, and the press box would swing, the whole box. And Brian Mulvison was behind me in, I think, our last year up there. Well, here's the press box. One year up there, and we got holes through the plates, the steel plates in the floor. We looked down, you could see the fans down below.
No way.
This is uncomfortable. Next time we went up, they got carpeted solids. I said, that's nice. And I was talking to one of the guys. He said, yeah, the holes are still there. They just put carpet over it. So anyway, it's shaking. Mulvison's behind me, and I said, I tell you what, I think this thing is going down. If it does, you better get your ass out of the way, because I'm going right that way fast. And I was serious. I was serious. Jory and I were like, this is not good. Yeah. Great memories.
New Husky Stadium's great,
though. It's a beautiful stadium. Nice. Huskies have one of the most beautiful stadiums in the nation. Yeah, so.
What is your favorite place that you've been to? Outside of Autzen Stadium.
Probably Camp Randall.
Oh.
Yeah. No, Wisconsin gets it right. Their fans, when they jump, you're going to love it. Have you been there?
No, I've never been there.
You're going to enjoy it.
We got a couple weeks to go.
They do a good job. They do a good job.
And then do you have, like, what was your favorite Pac-12 stadium to go to? Rest in peace, former Pac-12.
Yeah, that's a great question. I really did not like going to Tempe. In Arizona. I mean, not Tempe, but Tucson.
Tucson.
That was not a good experience. Their fans were, if you're in Arizona, were unbelievably great. If you're an opponent, it was horrible. Best stadium. You know, Memorial Stadium at Cal?
Yes, I was going to mention that. Yeah. Berkeley does not get enough credit.
No, I don't. It's an old-style football stadium. It's built right in the middle of a fault. But you look at the back of the press box, and all you see is San Francisco Bay, the skyline, and the Golden Gate Bridge. I mean, it is Strawberry Sweet. Canyon.
And Tightwad Hill.
And Tightwad Hill and the cannon sitting up there that scares you every time it fires.
That's the only Pac-12 place. The other one that's the only other Pac-12 place I've ever been to for a game. And it was a Saturday night game. It was great.
Oh, yeah.
You mentioned the fault line, though, of course. Then going back to the having a strategic plan out, of course you bring up the fault line there. Right. It's built right on a fault line. No. You knew that.
Yeah. So. But we don't have to worry about that anymore.
No, not one bit.
You got something, Jesse?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. As the Ducks get ready for Michigan, this is, it's kind of weird how this season has flipped on its head, because at the beginning of the year, there are two games everybody was excited for, everybody was looking forward to, Ohio State, Michigan, because Ohio State, everybody knew was going to be good, defending national champs on Michigan. This is where the season was. It was kind of weird last week having the top 25 matchup be Illinois.
Yeah.
And this one be against a 4-3 Michigan team. As the fans have kind of all adjusted to it, I think it's really interesting how you see this team every day. They have taken that business-like approach, and we've talked about it on the show. It's almost like it's cult-like. In the way that they buy into what Lanning is preaching on the week-to-week basis.
I almost look at Oregon as a football program and their team, their players, as an NFL team. They go to work every day.
Mm-hmm.
They don't worry about the rankings in the NFL. They don't worry about, you know, anything other than their next game, preparing for it, and getting ready to hopefully be in the postseason. And that's kind of the mindset.
Yeah.
It's very uncollegiate-like.
And that seems to be the biggest difference between this year and what we've seen in years past, though, too, because Chip Kelly tried to have that.
Yeah.
But the program was at a point where they'd never been ranked number one before.
They weren't used to it.
They weren't going to New Year's Six Bowls, and the fan base was overwhelming with the, no, this is different. This has got to be different. That seems to be the biggest difference between the program now as opposed to 14 years ago or 10 years ago when they went to the second national championship game.
Yeah, I don't think back then it was being number one doesn't mean anything. Being in the top 10 doesn't mean anything. Back then, they were enjoying it. They were living it. The fans were living it. The players were living it. And I don't think Chip really tried to downplay that. I think he was, you know, hey, we've earned this. This is cool. Let's talk about it. I don't mind being asked that. But Coach Lanning and his staff understand that those things don't mean anything. I mean, he's got me drinking the Kool-Aid, if you want to call it that.
I believe.
Because one game undoes everything you've got. You know, the goals are still there. You can still get to where you want to be. But you have to take each week seriously and not look ahead and realize how vulnerable you can be if you don't play your best. How he has gotten that across to them, that's the magic of a head coach who gets it.
All right, I got a couple questions for you and you're going to stick around whether you like it or not.
Okay, I'll do that then.
because what we're seeing with this team is pretty dang special, and I think there's one position group that may not be getting the notoriety that it deserves on the national stage. Jerry Allen, voice of the Ducks, he joins us. We roll on. Danny and Dusty on the Fan. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerry Allen, voice of the Ducks, joining us. And I got a question for you, Jerry.
Go Dodgers.
Right now, go Dodgers. You just start every sentence, go Dodgers. The Oregon Ducks, they got a pretty good one, Dylan Gabriel, behind center right now. You go back and you look at this quarterback position, there have been the hiccups, right? You know, the transition between, you know, Marcus Mariota and finally landing on Justin Herbert, where you had Vernon Adams, Dakota Prukop in there. There have been rocky spots at the quarterback position. But when you go down this run of Dylan Gabriel, Bo Nix, Anthony Brown, who has had a NFL career still, albeit as a backup, and then you have Herbert, Mariota, and the list just kind of keeps going on and on. Does this current run of quarterbacks kind of get lost in how productive Oregon has been at that position over multiple head coaches?
Well, I would say yes, it gets lost because you never hear anybody talk about it.
Yeah.
I mean, none of the major networks, ESPN, nobody's done a story on the success, recent history, going back to Fouts. Even you mentioned Norm Van Brocklin. And look at the number of quarterbacks that have gone on to the NFL, had success in the NFL, and most recently are really having success. Nobody talking about it. So I would say it's way overlooked.
Yeah, I remember, and we brought this up during the break because I kind of posed this question to you during the break. Jason Quick wrote an article back in 2013, actually October 29th of 2013, while he was with the Oregonian.
That's
kind of scary. And at that time, Kellen Clemens had gotten into a game for the Rams and attempted a pass. That extended a streak to 65 years of an Oregon Duck attempting a pass in the NFL every year.
And there's nobody close.
The next closest was Washington at 30, their streak has since ended.
That's crazy.
Oregon's has continued because Mariota took over as a starter in 2014, and then Justin Herbert came in, and he has kind of taken the helm. Anthony Brown has attempted pass. Obviously, Bo Nix now in the NFL. So every single year since 1949... an Oregon Duck has attempted a pass in the National Football
That's a
League.
Crazy stat.
I would have thought Alabama or USC.
Those
are the two that I would have gone with, because even though that neither university has produced, you know, the high end NFL quarterbacks, they just seem to end up being journeymen, but they just seem to linger and hang around for year after year after year. They have, you know, backups or stepping into a spot. That the Ducks have a streak that long is just. That's nuts.
Yeah, I would never have thought it, because look, we think of Oregon's success in football, and it kind of really started with Bill Musgrave making a bowl game in the late 80s,
yeah,
right?
89, yeah, going to the Independence Bowl.
And then before that, though, it was some dark years, some lean years.
Yeah, but part of the reason I think really that you don't look at Oregon as quarterback U is because one of the first things that people look at is how many national championships, how many, you know, mm-hmm. conference championships through that period of time have they won. And when you don't see many of those, you assume they couldn't have had too many good players unless you do a deeper dive and research on it. So, yeah, Oregon had Alabama, Ohio State, Oklahoma. They've won the national championship, so they automatically draw attention to those players.
Yeah.
Oregon hasn't.
Yeah, and I mean, like, outside Norm Van Brocklin and Dan Fouts, there hasn't been this overwhelming success of the quarterbacks either, right?
No.
But to Danny's point, and, like, you know this with USC quarterbacks, mm-hmm. I mean, you can be a really good college quarterback and produce NFL quarterbacks. It's what they do when they're gone is out of your control.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you just go down the list of USC quarterbacks for the last 15 years. And you've, like, Sam Darnold's the only one where I was like, yeah, I can see him being an NFL guy. I mean, ever since Leinert was the last one. Leinert was the last one
to
leave there where I was just like,
to think that.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, but the rest of them are like, yeah, you know, I mean, Caleb obviously is the, you know, the brand new one, but I think he's a little bit different. But before that, you know, you just didn't have, you had your John David Booties, and you had, I mean, after Carson Palmer, you met Leinert was like the last one, and then it just kind of became the, you know, hell, they had a backup quarterback that, you know, got a gig behind Tom Brady, you know? It's just one of those things you're like, how does this happen? But as far as like keeping a streak like that alive at a university that, you know, wasn't really known for quarterback play for that long is kind of a testament to where this thing started more than anything else, I think. Because yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, Bilotti and Chip and the love that they get, and rightfully so, but it started before that. You know, you had to. They didn't just, you know, prop themselves up out of nowhere. So, that's one of the more, like, that's a stat that I would 100% get wrong at trivia.
Oh yeah,
100%. Like it wouldn't even cross my mind. That's what's crazy about that.
Well, when we start with Norm Van Brocklin, I think about that, and I'd forgotten. A guy like Tom Blanchard. I went to high school with Tom Blanchard.
You know? Did you forget him?
Holy cow. Yeah, he was in the NFL, but I remember Tom as a punter, not a quarterback. But he did play quarterback in the NFL, too.
Yeah, he was Saints, right?
He was the Saints. I want to say, gosh, I feel like New York, the Giants or something. There you go. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm old. I don't have memory.
My dad played here with Tom.
Oh yes.
And then ended up recruiting his son Tommy from Grants Pass.
It was really good.
And they played up at Lewis and Clark.
Giants, Saints, and Buccaneers.
Hey, look at that! Okay. Look at that! We're both right.
Oh, right.
See, we're both right.
Yep.
And then Jimmy Blanchard was a star at Portland State. Was like, I think he was an All-American up at Portland State. The Blanchard family's pretty good.
Oh yeah, yeah. They were above average.
Yeah. And then I think Tom was a head coach, athletic director at Grants Pass High School for a lot of years.
Coached softball, too, there a lot. I mean, the whole family was just, they were so good athletically, but they were even better as people. Or you know, you hear that said a lot about players, but they were the real deal. They really were.
And you forgot about them.
On national radio. I consider this to be national radio.
Hey, technically we are.
It's actually global. It's global because it's on YouTube. Anybody watching around the world.
Okay. Hi to all the folks in Russia. Appreciate you being with us.
Isaac and Sue get picked up in Norway.
Yeah. You know that AM radio signal, it can go over the globe sometimes.
It bounces around. Yeah.
We get a lot of ham radio requests. Please send a bumper sticker our way. The travel for the Ducks. What have you made of the travel? Because everybody's talked a lot about it nationally. And we went on that trip to Purdue. It's a long trip, but it didn't seem like it was that much different than some of the other ones.
No, maybe an hour longer. It stretches a little bit. You put an extra movie on the iPad or you take a nap. I mean, basketball trips and baseball, when we would travel back east or go to Florida or go to Connecticut, you adapt, you get used to it. I mean, it's if you were going every week to the other side of the country, an issue.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But no, they're young, too. You're young.
Hey, I'm 40.
You're a kid.
Yeah, all right.
You're a grown punk. Man. You're 40.
I am. I'm a man. I'm 40. All right.
I've heard that before.
Yeah. Right. Well. Ducks head up to Michigan. Are you ready for the game? Are you ready for this one?
Yeah, I'm ready for this one. I'm not concerned. I'm ready for it. I think the team's ready for it. But I think something that people overlook is something that you're going to hear more often now is that Oregon is a physical football team.
Yeah.
Their physicality is that's being talked about. So now teams are not only getting ready for the finesse game, but now teams are going to challenge Oregon's physicality. So Michigan, Michigan's going to say, hey, these guys are not going to out-tough us on our field. So that's what Oregon will face now the rest of the way is that standard of physicality.
A little bully mentality.
A little bit, yeah.
It's the one thing that you remember Chip Kelly said that very first Rose Bowl. He wanted guys that looked like Ohio State's. Because they didn't have them at that time.
I remember that. Their linebackers were big, but they were fast.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Jerry, thank you for the time, man. Yeah. Really appreciate you carving out a few minutes for us.
Enjoy. Go Dodgers.
Go Dodgers. Go Dodgers.
We are pro Dodger here. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Especially after the Yankee fans last night.
Fans are fans.
They're fanatical for
They're
a reason.
They're fanatical. I mean, you know, if you're a Yankee fan, you're going, God love them. That was a great deal. Good for them.
Now I just have this, like, as you as a Dodger fan, are you out in the bleachers, shirt off, and is that how you spend your off season?
I never did
Dodger
that.
Dog?
Never did that. Nope. You know, painted up, blue, you know, blue face. I never could get behind that because it had to come off. And
yeah, well, they go to the ocean.
That's true. No, that's not me. Nope.
All right. Jerry, appreciate you, man. Thank you for coming in.
Danny, thanks.
No, thank all you. Right.
We will. Well, I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, it is tomorrow. Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
I gotta go back.
That's the thing about the travel schedule. Ducks leave an extra day early when you head over to the Eastern time zone. So it is a little bit new when you bump everything forward one day further. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.